This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we head towards Christmas, what a great time to think about the coming of Jesus Christ into our world and to go to some of the passages of the Bible that talk about that this week. Every day at this time, Monday to Friday, we go to God's Word and spend a little time with God. Don't forget, God's Word is just a way for you to hear from God. It's not the words in the Bible, it's God Himself that they point to and reveal. That is the important thing. God speaks to us through Scripture, through the Bible. And that's why every morning we take this little time with God, and it kind of shapes our lives. It sets our mind for the day. It resets our compass. It helps us to see life as God sees it, and that is always a good thing. Well, I want to talk this week about five different emotions of Christmas. So I want to start with the passage in John chapter 4 that talks about Jesus' conversation with the woman at the well. You remember that this is a Samaritan woman, and the Samaritans' scriptures were the same as the first bit of the Jewish scriptures. The Samaritans were a mixture of Jews and the other nations around. Jesus is talking to this woman who is truly searching spiritually. And he says to her, "The hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship Him." God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said to Jesus, "I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things." Jesus said to her, "I, who speak to you, am he." Well, the first emotion of Christmas that I want to unpack with you is the emotion of anticipation. The people of Jesus' day had been waiting and waiting and hoping for the coming of the Messiah. They had this deep sense of need for the Messiah to come. They needed a deliverer from the Roman rule that was so harsh on them. And they believed that the Messiah would come and give them that deliverance. And of course, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. I came to bring deliverance, but of a different kind." But I want to suggest to you that every single human being also has a sense of need for the Messiah, for Jesus. Every one of us knows in our heart of hearts that things are not the way they should be, that we need something else in our lives, that there's a void that needs to be filled. And no matter what we pursue to try and fill that void in our lives, we never fill it, do we? You go for success, but there's still that need in your life for something more. You achieve wealth, but you find that all your things still don't satisfy that deep inner longing in your heart. No matter what you do, you need Jesus Christ. You can just imagine that woman's feelings when Jesus said to her, after she talked about the anticipation of the Messiah coming, "I who speak to you am he." Well, as you read the story, as it goes on, you find that the woman has been searching all her life for something to fill the need of love in her life. And she finds it in Jesus Christ. You too, whatever it is that you're looking for to fill that inner void, that inner need in your life, I want to tell you, you will never find it until you turn to Jesus Christ in faith. He is the one you've been looking for. I'm John North.